Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Jeff, you're not getting the microphone anymore. We're back. You know, I'm never giving you this microphone again, man. You got my audience to do sprints out the door. They sprinted out the door. You said we had 5 minutes, nothing in it. Look, he's still sprinting. Well, we're back. Don't ever do it again, man. On air. See, on air. We're here. Those of you at home wondering what happened here, Jeff encouraged the audience to get up and run out the door during his 1 minute, claiming he had actually 5 minutes to fill. And now we're left with just all these cards and no one attached to them. Story of my life. You're a pretty good runner, by the way. Are you in track?
Nope.
No running at all?
Nope.
Sports of any...
Nope.
That's it, huh? Well, it's pretty good. A guy who can run and never actually did any running.
Okay.
Stamina? You have very good stamina.
Not really.
Panting, I noticed. You did run out of the door and come back in, didn't you?
Yeah.
So I noticed you have the periodic table of the elements on your shirt. I'd like to see that in a young man.
Okay.
Okay. Are you interested in the elements?
Yeah.
Any elements in particular?
I really like xenon.
Xenon is... What do you do with xenon?
It looks pretty.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah.
It's a beautiful purple when you run an electrical current through it.
Yeah. You run electrical current through xenon? Does your teacher know you're doing this?
Not really.
Where do you go to school then?
West Bend East.
West Bend East? And there's xenon in the school?
Little tubes of it.
And what is xenon used for in practical applications?
Not very much. It's as an inert gas, sometimes in light bulbs.
Why would you want an inert gas in your light bulb?
Because you need an inert gas.
What's the point of it? It's inert. It doesn't do anything, right?
Exactly. Yeah. No gas, it won't react with other elements.
But then why is it in there if you don't need it?
No, you do need it, because otherwise you'd have a reaction in your light bulb.
Between what and what?
Between the stuff in the light bulb, magnesium. Yeah. Magnesium and is sometimes used in it, but the filament and your gas inside it.
Okay. And your name is?
John.
Science is good for you, right?
Yes.
Going into that field and...
Yes.
And you're going to go into the xenon sub-science?
No.
I think.
Or physics.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
You too.
Smart young man. I learned something. Linda from Milwaukee, can you program my new Moto G cell phone? Yes, I can. You just have to give it to me. I'll take it home. I got to run it through a few tests at home. Okay, because I don't have all the stuff I need here. Okay?
I've got it. Should I just toss it over?
Yeah. You can toss it. Right here. Moto.
G.
Okay. Moto G. Naturally, it's a G. It's the only kind I do, G's. Happy to help you with that. Now, I'm a little disturbed at this because we have a firefighter here, Chuck Sheehan from Rolling Meadows, Illinois, who doesn't know if creosote is flammable. Chuck, shouldn't you know that by now? I mean, how long have you been in firefighting? Oh, there he is, right back there. I mean, this has probably come up. Because is creosote, the stuff that forms in your chimney, flammable or combustible? Those are not alternatives, by the way. Those are the same. That means the same thing. Flammable and combustible. Okay, they're different to you, maybe, but to me, they both means they burn. They burn. Okay, let's say, anyhow, he says, a leading manufacturer of a product you put in your fireplace claims creosote is nearly highly flammable. Flash points and ignition temperatures differ in combustible and flammable. Okay, there's a difference right there, your flash points. Flammable being much more, turnover card, dangerous. I've tried to research this, but cannot find the answer. Well, you should know this as a firefighter, though.
I should.
Yeah.
I should. But
did
that's
come
why
up in firefighting class?
No, it didn't. And that's why I came to the show, to find out that answer.
And it's you think I'm going to know? Look at me. You think I know if creosote is combustible or flammable?
It's been nagging at me, Michael. And
it's an important thing to know for a firefighter, because then you have chimney fires, right? That's the creosote, isn't it?
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct.
Yeah. So you knew this all along.
Yeah, but is it flammable or combustible? Because flammable is much more dangerous. is much more.
Okay, I see what you're saying now. So you're talking Flashpoint. Well, have you found out?
I cannot find that. And I thought maybe somebody in the audience or yourself might.
A kid here knows all about xenon. And that. Have you run across that there in West Bend? No? Could you check it out? Because I think you're the guy to do something about that. Run an electric current through a chimney and see what happens. So the flashpoint, what's the difference in flashpoints now? Flammable, combustible?
Flashpoints are much lower, and ignition temperatures are lower on something that's flammable.
Yeah, I know. We're talking what, like, for example, degree-wise?
Well, let's say gasoline is minus 45. Yeah. Diesel fuel is 118 above.
No kidding.
Oh, yes.
So one doesn't burn at all?
Well, they'll burn, yeah. But they...
Well, with great difficulty.
Yes.
Okay, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
I don't know. We're not accomplishing much here, I feel, sometimes. You know, though, I was thinking John Elvacrog is here. Yeah, from Stoughton. Oh, you're right next to him. Can I just stand up here, John? Because, I mean, you sell seed and fertilizer.
Correct.
Fertilizer, we know, as combustion thing going for. You run into the creosote thing, because you must have a lot of creosote as well.
Not really. No. I don't. Subject doesn't come up that often, or I...
Creosote never came up there in the feed and supply store?
No, I know people that have had chimney fires, though.
Okay. Did they say anything about their flash points?
No.
Was that the last thing on their mind at that time?
Main thing was getting it out.
Yeah. Is he a friend of yours?
Yes, very good friend.
Okay. Did you ever have this creosote discussion with him? Well, you brought it right up first thing with me.
This is the first time, but we probably will discuss it more
over
later.
Lunch, I think.
Yes.
And a beer thing. Okay, well, thank you. It wasn't helpful at all. All right, we're going to play the What Do You Know quiz. Chance to win fabulous prizes simply for being the fabulous person that you are. All these years of going to school, and what do you get for it? Bony fingers. So let's see the hands. Let's see those bony fingers right now. Put them up in the air. If you want to play the What Do You Know quiz, and you can win such fabulous prizes as we don't even... come out here. Things that you never even dreamed of. Or will again, once you get them. Are you one of our Youpers?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I'm so glad. From the UP, ladies and gentlemen, the People's Republic of the Upper Peninsula. And you are?
Steve Seaman.
Steve, what do you do for way of life?
Well, I just retired as a bingo caller 2 days ago. There. I'm retired other than that, so.
You just do that one night a week?
Yeah, one night a week.
That's
yeah.
The only job better than mine is a bingo caller.
17 people last week.
17?
Yeah.
We got a few more here, but close. Same neck of the woods. One good reason, Steve, you should play this quiz.
I wanted to have an adventure. I'm into adventure now.
Is this the one you wanted to have, though, really? Come on.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Okay, if it's gotten to that, why not then? I don't see why not. Steve from the UP, everybody. You tell he's from the UP, he's got his phone on his belt. That says UP to me. You don't have your keys out there on your belt, though.
No, I'm a retired college professor, so didn't have to do that.
Okay. Yeah, I thought everyone was required up there, because utility, pull them out. You know,
no, but we wear a lot of flannel shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
UP, love it. And where's your hometown there?
Curtis.
And Curtis is where located?
It's near the bottom of the peninsula on the east side, about an hour from the bridge.
Hour from the bridge? Mm-hmm. You can see the bridge from where you are? Or is that just
Sarah
Palin?
No, I'm not Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
I'm a little smarter than that.
Yeah. And did you grow up there? Are you born there and grew up there?
No, I was born and raised in Harbor Springs.
Harbor Springs, which is where?
Just south of the bridge, about a half hour.
Still in the UP, though?
No.
No.
No. The bridge should
be. Oh, it's over the
connects.
Bridge. You went over the bridge.
Yes, I went over the bridge.
The whatchamacallit bridge.
Mackinac Bridge.
Yeah, I went there. My dad was one of our family vacations. We had to go up there and see the locks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we had to go over the bridge there, and my dad, and I'll never forget it. I can't remember it, but I'll never forget it. It was, but I know it was a momentous thing. Going over, it's quite a bridge.
I remember the ferry. I remember going across on the ferry before the bridge.
Yeah, yeah. What's on the other side there? Where you grew up, I guess.
Oh, in Harbor Springs?
Yeah.
It was a resort town.
Okay.
So,
yeah. And the town, Curtis, is that a resort town as well?
Yeah. Fishing resort type of thing.
Oh, they do fishing up there.
Yeah.
That's cool. Why are so youpers? They don't seem like they have an axe to grind. They always seem like really they're nice people. They're like our Canadians, or the youpers. You know?
Yeah, that's why I moved there, really, just to be more laid back and that kind of stuff.
But they have a good attitude.
Yeah, most. Not all.
A few of them there. We won't talk about them. And so then now you're retired. Now how's that working out?
Oh, it's working out great now.
Yeah, it is.
What are you doing? We're having adventures.
Yeah, this is one I know, but what are the adventures are you having?
We're going all the way down to Louisiana.
You are?
And on across to Florida and then up the East Coast to
Philadelphia. What vehicle are you doing this in?
We're doing it in a Chevy Silverado truck.
Silverado is a good way to go. Mm-hmm. And we say we?
My wife and I.
Yeah, and your wife?
Joe.
Oh, wife, you read the Ford disclaimers there. Okay, she did a very good job on that, too. And so that's great. So you're on an odyssey, kind of.
Yeah,
see America?
We're just going
and Silverado.
Stopping when we want to, whichever casino's nearby.
Do you play the occasional? What's your game?
Just the slots.
Just the slots.
Yeah,
it's a loser's game, man.
I know it, but you got to do something.
They've got a program. They know exactly how the killing you're going to take there.
Yeah,
at the slot machine.
Yeah,
plays a game of skill. Yeah, like you should play a game of skill.
Well, I did blackjack for a while.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
He's got to memorize all the cards.
Fun. It's easy. Not as much fun. People are too serious.
And, well, they're losing money. All right, so Steve, someone out there plays along with you. That's how it works pretty much. And, by the way, is the next leg of your adventure after this? Where are you going from here?
We're heading to probably stopping off at Memphis.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay. I thought you were kidding about that adventure thing. He's really an adventurous man. So how does this work then, Sarah?
People who want to play the quiz, pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669. You ask them a qualifying question, and if they get it right, they get to be Steve's partner in the quiz.
Okay. The New Jersey teen is suing her parents for what? It's been in the news everywhere. This is current events. New Jersey teen suing your parents for what? You've read about it. You don't want to hear about it anymore. You've heard about it so much. But that's the question. Matt's with us from Appleton. Hey, Matt.
She's suing her parents for her college tuition.
All right, Matt. Right off the bat there. Okay. Should she get it, Matt? What do you think?
No chance.
I think that's the general thinking along those lines. Matt.
Absolutely.
This is Steve here. He's your partner in crime here.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Steve. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah. What do you do up there in Appleton, Matt?
Well, in this time of year, as little as possible, stay inside because it's cold.
Yeah. Rest of the year, what do you do when it warms up? What do you do?
Sales. I'm in sales. So I'm inside most of the time anyway.
Okay. What sort of sales are you in?
Consumer packaged goods.
Oh. Would I know any of those?
You probably would.
Yeah.
A lot of... household cleaners.
Name one.
Lysol.
Oh, Lysol. My mother's spiritual advisor was a Lysol bottle. She lived for Lysol. Wow, that's something
to
bring back memories. Okay, Matt and Steve, you are a team. As I said, we have various categories, don't we, Sarah Nix?
We do. The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Matt, pick the first one. What would you like?
How about current events?
Current events, right out of the news. Okay, this was mentioned earlier. Sarah Palin, President Obama, mom jeans in the Ukraine. What? Talk it over. Right out of the news. Sarah Palin, President Obama, mom jeans in the Ukraine. What?
What do they have in common? Is that what you're asking?
No, I don't know. This was in current events, so all these things were in... Something in current events. I'll say one more time.
Well, Ukraine is in current events.
Sarah Palin. No, it's all related to Sarah Palin. President Obama, mom jeans, and the Ukraine. No idea? Okay.
Would you like to give them another category?
No idea.
We could do that.
No.
No.
One wrong.
I'm sorry, that's one wrong.
I'm not sure I understand the question.
She said that the Ukraine was invaded by Putin because the president wore mom jeans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, pretty straightforward.
Didn't realize we had to put it into a sentence like spelling.
Well, I'm asking why was that in current events?
It's hard to understand.
Something we can argue about and disagree on.
The categories that remain Are people, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends?
Okay. Help us out here, Steve.
Things you should have learned in school.
Oh, yeah, you should have learned, yes. By far the most common star among the billions and billions. Star type. Red dwarf, white dwarf, or the green giant?
I think it's the red dwarf.
Red dwarf.
I'll go with that.
Yes, red dwarf, over half. Some say two-thirds.
That's one right and one wrong.
Yeah. Okay, so what's left there?
People, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, now we're back on track. Matt, what do you want?
How about places?
Places it is, okay. Let's see. No. All right, well, in Chicago, what are dibs? D-I-B-S. Something occurs during the winter in Chicago. They're called dibs. If you're from Chicago and know someone from Chicago, you know what dibs are. You know, John, dibs in Chicago. Any idea?
Can I phone a friend?
No. All right. How about this, then? Racine has the most what's outside of where? No, you're not going to get that. Okay, let's see what else we got here. All right, how about the percentage of Kansans who won't go to the state fair if Governor Brownback moves it to Labor Day? They won't go to the state fair if he moves it to Labor Day weekend. Is it 99.9%, 1 or 2, or over half?
I'm going to say over half.
Over half is right. Good. Say that. Say that. It saves us a lot of time.
That's 2 right and 1 wrong.
Okay. Now we're on to something here. What remains there?
People, science, or odds and ends?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. Okay, here it is. For all the money. Turns out that preschoolers can do what naturally? Just by their very nature. They can, A, have a go-to excuse already. They can, B, do algebra. Or, C, they can use perspective in drawings if they want to. They can do this naturally, they discovered, through experimentation on the children. They can, preschoolers. Do this naturally. They have a go-to excuse for anything that occurs. They can do algebra, B, or they can use perspective in drawings. Talk it over, gentlemen.
I'm thinking perspective, Steve. What do you think?
I'm not sure. Either that's the excuses.
Yeah. Not the algebra?
No, I was thinking algebra.
They can sort of naturally figure out where the X and the Y, figure for the X and Y, naturally.
It sounds
kind of
like
natural.
I should probably go in that
algebra.
Direction.
I think it's algebra.
Kind of a natural thing.
Yeah.
I think a free school would be pretty good at certain where the X and the Y.
We're running out of time.
Figuring for it. I don't know.
Algebra.
I think so.
Algebra is right. Holy cow.
Steve, Philip, and all metal buckets from Cincinnati's Hudepohl Shingling Brewing Company, late makers of Little King's Original Cream Ale, It's Good to Be King. Matt, you'll expand your arsenal of knowledge with the names, dates, ideas, and facts that matter in Michael's book, Glad You Asked, Intriguing Names, Facts, and Ideas for the Curious Minded, from the editors of Encyclopedia Britannica and Triumph Books. And both of you can add zest to any meal with a jar of medium sweet salsa from Sanchez Specialties. First you taste the sweet, then you feel the heat. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman is our producer international. Adam Friedrich is our producer with assistance from Chris.
See you later. Thanks for coming.
PRI, Public Radio International.